97 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Wake up, sluts!
Oh, jeez.
6:36, it's Brackets Hunter.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Just a scooch.
Scooch.
I can't. Is it scooch, right? I forgot already what it was. Scooch.
Well, it's scooch, but.
Scooch.
It really is scooch.
Scooch. Yeah. Scaramooch.
Why don't you scooch over? I'll take over. Let's go.
Don't you shut up.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. Aerosmith will have to wait to get their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The ceremony scheduled for yesterday will be rescheduled. So they had severe weather, so they said nope. Foo Fighters Concrete and Gold Tour 2018 won Best Rock Tour, and Greta Van Fleet won Best New Headliner at the 30th Annual Polestar Awards in L.A. last night. That was another...
Just getting awards left and right.
Left and right, man. Jerry Cantrell's Degradation Trips Volumes 1 and 2 are being reissued in a limited edition 4 LP box set this weekend as well.
Participation award.
Dude.
Good job.
We've been nominated for awards, but we've never won anything. A few people have
nominated. The only times that we've gotten an award is when everybody got an award.
That's true. That's it. Oh, look, we got a blue ribbon. Everyone got a blue ribbon.
You know how many fourth place soccer trophies I have?
So many.
Just, I got a room full of them. If you
it's
walk
as funny as you still got them up on display at your house.
If you walk into that room, you're like, damn, you really did something with your life. And then you actually go read the trophies, you're like, damn, you really didn't do anything with your life.
One of them actually says, we just gave this to him so he wouldn't cry.
Cry.
Well, it looks like a documentary about the life of the late Chris Cornell is in the works. Variety reports that Cornell's widow, Vicky, is teaming up with a company run by Brad Pitt and Peter Berg to produce it. Berg, who counts Friday Night Lights, The Kingdom, Patriot's Day, and three other Mark Wahlberg movies among his credits, will direct. So maybe we'll see Mark Wahlberg in this Chris Cornell documentary.
Yeah.
Pitt recently appeared at the I Am the Highway, a tribute to Chris Cornell concert in L.A., which benefited Chris and Vicky Cornell's charitable foundation. Variety says Cornell's estate has confirmed that the film is happening, but offered no further info. Chris's 14-year-old daughter, Tony, accepted the Best Rock Song Grammy Award that he won on Sunday for When Bad Does Good. She later shared her feelings on the award in the press room.
It was very difficult because obviously we miss him so much, and we saw him work on this so hard. Like, he was always working on his music, and it was just his passion. It was really sad in a way to feel like he couldn't be there himself to accept it for something that he was so proud of and worked so hard on. But we're so proud of him, and it was amazing. At the same time, it was like, it was bittersweet, you know?
That's 14, by the way.
Wow.
Dude, I couldn't group words together that way. That's a very well-spoken 14-year-old. So,
yeah.
We'll keep you up to date. I'm let you know when this documentary actually kind of gets put together. I wonder who would play Chris Cornell.
The Rock.
Like I said, it's probably going to be Mark Wahlberg. That's where this Peter Berg guy. We're going to make Mark Wahlberg into Chris Cornell. Just ruin it.